On the phone with me now is Bill Keen, the general manager of the Ag and Open Space Preservation District here in Sonoma County. And there's celebration in the air over the acquisition of a new piece of coastal property. Tell us about it.
Yes, working with the Sonoma Land Trust, we've been able to preserve the tallest point on the Sonoma coast called Pole Mountain. We're extremely grateful to the Land Trust for taking this on, actually owning it in fee, and getting it open to the public, ultimately. I really like this project because it's going to connect land we've already protected, the Jenner Headlands, adjacent to Jenner and the Sonoma Coast, and the Sonoma Land Trust Little Black Mountain property, which is just to the west of Casadero Highway. It's the missing link between those two. The property also has a fire lookout on it, which has been used for years for protecting the coast from wildland fires. So we're happy to be able to protect the property and give you the fire lookout and ultimately get it open to the public.
How is it accessible? How do you get to it?
The way it's going to be accessed is through Jenner Headlands. So it'll be an incredible hike where you'll be able to go from Highway 1 all the way across the Jenner Headlands property and access the Pole Mountain property and ultimately get to the highest point on the Sonoma coast. I think it's a little bit above 2,200 feet over about 5 miles.
Sounds like a good strenuous walk.
It's definitely going to be not for the faint of heart, but if you're game enough to make it up there, you are going to have sweeping views. Looking west on any given day, you'll be able to see the ocean and even the Farallon Islands. You'll be able to see the mouth of the river off in the distance. And if you look to the east, you'll be able to see the Santa Rosa Plain and off in the distance, Mount St. Helena. Even on a real clear day, you'll see Mount Diablo in the distance. So it really has sweeping 360-degree views.
How big a piece of property is it?
It's a little over 300 acres. So it's not a huge piece of property, but it's that highest point encompassing part grasslands and part oak woodland habitat. It's got a small pond on site. Incredibly beautiful piece of property.
What did it take to get it into public ownership?
Well, first off, the landowner was really wanting to protect the land. They had owned it for a number of years, and then they moved away, but they still wanted it protected and then began working with the land trust. And then we were brought in by the land trust as a funder. But it also included the Coastal Conservancy and the Wildlife Conservation Board, so there's state funding involved as well. So it really is leveraging our local tax dollars more than 2-to-1. I think the ultimate purchase price was about $2.3 million, and the district's contribution is about $1 million.
What opportunities might there be for people who want to get out there and take on that challenge to actually do so?
Well, in the near term, there'll be guided hikes that will bring people out there, but as the land trust develops their public access plan over the next couple of years, they'll be able to open it to the public. They can access via the Jenner Headlands property, and the Jenner Headlands property right now is undergoing a public access planning process, and that should be open in the next year or so. So once that's open, then the ranch road that comes from Jenner Headlands connects right there to Pole Mountain. It's another ranch road that brings it to the tops. But first off, you got to be able to access through Jenner.
Yet another attraction on the Sonoma coast for visitors and residents alike. Bill, thanks very much for taking time to tell us all about it.
Thanks, Bruce, and thank you to our voters who continue to support the district through our quarter cent sales tax.